Hello.
Hello, everyone.
My name is Sissy.
I'm Anna, and we are Heinz.
Yes.
And we are taking over this week Pop Filter to show you all of our best music videos that we've liked. We've chosen 7. We're going to talk about through them, and we're going to listen to our favorite songs, and you're going to love it. You are listening to Fontaine's DC Starbuster on Pop Filter. I wanna see you alone, I wanna shatter the stone, I wanna bounce the bone, I wanna mess with it, I wanna lay to the veil, a whole crew on the seal, I want the preacher appeal, I wanna bless with it, I wanna head to a mass to get cast in it, stitch the money of an eddy egg cast in it, I wanna talk of a clown.
Oh my god, Fontaine's are the best.
Are such an amazing band. They're from Dublin. They're good old friends of ours.
The very first time we played in Dublin, they were the opening band. And apparently the other day, Carlos was telling us that they found the first email they exchanged with their manager. And it was, please get us to open for Heinz. We just saw this concert going on. We have to open for them. They're the best. We have to open for them. And when we saw them, even back in the day, in I think it was 2017 or 16.
16, I think.
16?
Yeah.
You could tell.
You could tell. There was,
you could tell,
like,
yeah.
I even remember what Grian was wearing. Like, he was wearing a crop top. Like, so it's not so common to see something and just know right away that there's something very, very, very powerful and special going on. And with them, it was just like a natural click. Like, they killed it that night. And obviously, they've been killing it since then.
We chose Starbuster because it's a masterpiece that should be studied in
cinema school.
In cinema school, yes. It's so good because it's so well told. The editing is so good. It's fulfilled of live sounds. That is something that I also really like when I'm editing. I'm going to tell you what's the music video about. It's this guy, which is Grian Chatten, that he is playing with a football. And so accidentally the football escapes underneath a little door. Suddenly, the viewer doesn't know, but this character starts to transform himself in so many different characters, and you don't know exactly why, like what the hell's going on.
Look at your face, mate. A-class, innit?
And in the end, you realize and you discover that under that little door, there was just like a casting audition. So everything was kind of like showtime. It was just for the movies, just for the fiction. It wasn't real. You don't really can distinguish your imagination from reality. And I think, all of the references and all of the characters that he plays are actually characters from things maybe that he loved. I don't know if Grian is the one who chose the characters or it was the director, but you can see reference from Final Fantasy, the video game, from Paris, Texas, the movie. Can't remember another one from Lynch, the guy who's wearing like a hat and a breather with the nose. I don't know. I think it's so good and so full of references that we love.
Yeah.
when he's wearing full metal
armadura.
Uy, wait, we don't know that word in English.
Armor.
So when he's wearing the armor inside a tiny room.
Yeah. And he's just fighting the room.
Blasting everything. That's my favorite.
Yeah. It's definitely a weird music video, and I think that's what Fontaine's play on, or like what's, you know, I think that's exactly what them and their music is supposed to do, you know, it's just like to make you feel, it's like, it's a mix between rage. I feel like it's like if you're unsettled, it leaves you, okay, like it just shows you that you're not the only person that's unsettled, and that's kind of cool about them, because obviously each art is supposed to make you feel different things. And I think exactly what you were saying, like you not really knowing what you're feeling and that uncomfortable, uncomfortableness is exactly what they're aiming and the music video is aiming for.
Hello. You're about to listen to Fontaine's DC Starburster on Pop Filter.
Starburster von Fontaine's DC. Ein Song, der mir, seit er vor 2 Monaten rausgekommen ist, ständig im Ohr hängt. Zu Recht, finde ich. Und das Video dazu ist auch echt ein Film für sich. Vielleicht haben Anna und Carlotta von Heinz euch ja jetzt neugierig gemacht, euch das Video auch mal anzuschauen. Wie ihr gehört habt, kennen sich Heinz und Fontaine schon eine ganze Weile und jetzt kommt eine gute Neuigkeit für alle Fans beider Bands. Sie bringen bald einen gemeinsamen Song raus. Den werden alle lieben, sagt Anna von Heinz. Denn auf deren neuem Album Viva Heinz, da wird es ein bisschen düsterer zugehen, als wir es von den beiden gewohnt sind. Das haben sie sich erst nicht so richtig zugetraut, weil ja ihre Fans eher so gut gelaunten Indie von ihnen erwarten. Aber Carlos von Fontaines DC, der hat ihnen gut zugeredet.
Sometimes on this album we've had like a bit of a darker side that people aren't so used to. And actually we were remembering the other day when we wrote that song, it was like a year ago and we were here in London and we had dinner at Carlos' house after spending like a week in London. And we were chatting with him like, we're not sure what we're going to do because, you know, like usually people want like fun Heinz and excited Heinz. And then now we're writing some songs that are a bit darker because we've had a very rough couple of years. So those feelings are inside us, you know. And he said, dude, I don't think you should be afraid of that. You should absolutely embrace it. For like when we wrote that song that he sings on it, we just knew right away that he was going to be perfect for that because it's like it's a very cool merging of the two projects that, like we were saying, are so, so different. But then we have like in the end a lot in common as well.
Habt keine Angst davor, dunklere Töne einzuschlagen, sagt Fontaines Gitarrist Carlos O'Connell. Und als Heinz dann einen düsteren Song schreiben, ist ihnen sofort klar, hier muss Green Chatten von Fontaines DC mit drauf. Und das ist dann auch passiert. Das wird, glaube ich, richtig, richtig gut. Ihr neues Album Viva Heinz erscheint am 6. September und dann gibt's diese Kombi zu hören. Morgen, da geht's ins Heimatland von Heinz. Sie stellen den Song Dispatcha von Rosalia und das Musikvideo dazu vor. Bis dahin, ich bin Marie Einter. Bis morgen und tschüss.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.